Do we need to address the elephant in the room? I don't know that it's been caught on camera, but Biggie has noticed it, and I've seen it now for going on 45 minutes, and it turns my stomach.
Well, it's disgusting, but it has to be done. Biggie's worried about it. I've got a knot in my shoelace. Now, this is a first world problem. Okay,
big time.
I understand this.
Some people don't have shoes.
Some people don't have feet.
Yeah. I might not much longer.
In fact, that's true. Biggie's on borrowed time with his feet, and here I am just flaunting the fact that I've got shoes on my feet. Right now I've got one shoe on and one shoe off because the knot is in the lace of the shoe. It's like part of the part that you would use to tie. You know, I don't know the long end. I don't know how it's gotten in there, but it has.
Yeah, it's really bad looking knot. I mean, I don't know what you've done or how this has been done, but
I don't either. Might have been the darn puppy chewing on my shoes.
Could be.
It's possible.
Doesn't look like puppy teeth though.
It's gotten really tight. I mean, I'm sure I tied the shoes without realizing it was there, and I've made the knot really tight. If I can't, with the knot in it, it's hard for me to properly lace the shoe. I can't get the tie that I'm looking for, and I'll fly off the treadmill if I'm not careful. That's where we are.
But yeah.
That's where we are.
Can you run barefoot?
They don't allow it.
Hmm.
They do not allow it.
No, because you have the, what's her name, Jean? Your friend Barefoot Jean. She'd work out barefoot, right?
You're right. Jim Jean would go show up barefoot.
She goes with no socks, always.
Sockless
Jean. She never wears socks inside her shoes. She may go barefoot. She grew up on a farm in olden times, and she said she was all over the farm barefoot, and so she never wears socks and rarely wears shoes. But this knot, what I've been doing is working on it during the commercial breaks.
It's you put the shoe in your lap, and then you pick at it with your fingers. Mm-hmm. But Biggie has now noticed what I noticed a while back. You're trying to open it with your teeth.
I'm worried about several things could go wrong here.
Well, it's so tight.
Such as?
I'm trying to get in there.
Well, you could yank a tooth out.
Well, yep.
You know, as we get older.
There's that.
Yeah, so I don't want you to yank a front tooth out.
Worse than that, Chris Dimas said, are you aware of what's on
exactly. The
shoe?
I mean, you stand next to the commode and urinate a couple times a day. Ugh. Everything splatters down.
Yeah.
Ugh. He's right.
Just in general, shoe and shoelaces are nasty.
Dog poo, dog whatever.
Awful. Awful. I mean, that's a
city dirt.
There's
county dirt where you live.
Yes. I mean, shoes are absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
But if I don't get a proper tie, I'm risking my own health. I'm risking a fall off the back of the
Where's your knife?
I forgot to pack my knife in here today. I don't have my knife. I need
I thought every good country boy had a knife on his hip.
I'm so split. I've gone city boy all of a sudden.
Yeah, you've gone soft.
I've gone soft. I don't have my knife with
Would
me.
Would an ice pick get in there and get that?
It's weird if he has that.
Not now.
I was thinking of
if Chris Dem has one of those readily available.
Then we
my
know
years of theories stand to be correct.
He is a serial killer. He does have bodies in his crawl space.
Just theories.
I'm going to undo a paperclip and stick it up in there.
I'm not sure that it has the strength.
Yeah, that's going to bend too easy.
It'll bend. Unless you get one of the oversized jumbo paperclips.
It's
somebody in this building will have. What about our engineer?
He probably
has. He might have an implement that'll do
something
it.
That will do. Anyway.
What about a Scroogey?
I haven't had a good Scroogey in some time. In a while. I'll tell you who would fix this, too, is our former colleague, Dave. He's mountain boy. He's mountain learner. He's a mountain guy.
He'd fashion some tool from something.
I feel like he'd have it, yeah. He grew up the same way I did, but I don't have anything in here. I've gone too city soft.
Yeah, he kept a little more in touch with his roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I read is the dirtiest thing in your house. It's not the toilet seat or the cell phone. I just read this recently. The dirtiest thing that is in your home are the wheels on your suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because think of all they've traveled through.
Mm-hmm. Dragging through.
We're you know, no one puts suitcases on beds.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. That's why they always tell you, don't throw it up there. You
cannot. It's so much easier, too, if you do put the suitcase on the bed.
Of course it is.
Now, do you put it on the bed as you're packing to leave the hotel? I do. You know, it's like the morning of the flight out.
No, I wouldn't do that to that because they don't change those, what are they called?
Bed.
The covers?
Well, bed spreads.
Spread, thank you.
I still throw mine up there.
You do?
Yeah, because I don't use that top cover. I know they don't wash them, so I just throw that off anyways.
So you put it on the sheets.
No, I leave, like, if it's, I go into the hotel room, I'll put my suitcase on the bed initially because...
Onto the filthy comforter.
Yeah. because
it's filth on filth.
Filth on filth there.
You unpack it.
Yeah. And then.
Then you take the comforter off.
Yeah. I take the comforter off, throw it on the side of the room because I'm not going to use it.
Yeah.
And then when I'm getting ready to leave again, just throw it back up there.
Yeah.
Run my suitcase up. Boom. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's kind of disgusting.
It is disgusting. But I do that on the way out. I do the same. I lay the. Because I'm not using the room anymore. You know, I leave it for the next portion.
I never use that comforter. I think, and I don't think anyone does, right?
I use the comforter.
Use the dirty comforter?
What else are you going to do?
Normally they have like six things of sheets in there. How cold are you?
Very cold.
Well, first of all, he's got thin blood.
It's true.
Secondly, hotel rooms are often kept very cold.
And that old lesbian's in 202 is cold again. She keeps complaining. Send her more blankets.
Get her more blankets.
She's requesting a blankie.
We'll lay it on top of
her.
I never thought no one ever cleans the suitcase. You never run anything across.
After we have traveled through France through the subway when you're dragging your bag through that.
Oh God, that's right.
We do clean the wheels.
Do you?
Yeah, after a significant trip where there's a lot of hauling of the luggage.
Mm-hmm. I bet almost nobody has ever cleaned the wheels of the suitcase.
I bet it's a higher number than you might expect. Because people like your wife and people like my wife, I would probably toss a suitcase on the bed.
Yeah, but not her.
But now that I'm married, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, I agree. My wife has told me, don't get it near.
Yeah, suitcase stays on the floor.
Exactly. I mean, very uncomfortable with that. Suitcase stays on the floor, so you got to get down on the floor to pack your stuff.
You know, I don't know that the person, this is kind of off topic, but the person who put wheels on a suitcase, I'm not sure that person, whoever he or she is, gets enough credit.
I agree.
For changing the world.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible.
Now, one person that I know, and he happens to be in this room, still carries an old duffel bag around.
Right.
Like he's a POW from Vietnam.
Big green.
Yeah.
It's headed up to the Big Apple in about a month.
My mother bought me that in 1989, and she said, this is for your travels through life. I had graduated high school. She said, this is for your travels through life.
Oh, the places you'll go.
And I'm still.
Myrtle Beach. Tyler City.
I'm still.
Orlando.
I'm still using it.
Boone.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All of those places. And next month, that bag will travel with me to the Big Apple. I'll still have it.
Won't fit in the overhead. Won't fit under the seat. You'll have to check.
I'll check that bag. And I don't mind checking a bag. It's just fine with me. The rest of them can wait. The rest of these media personalities, as we go up to see these shows, can wait on me as I go. Because they're always like, as soon as we hit the ground in New York, they're like, let's get started.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Wait.
One of us has to go.
Going to the carousel.
One of us goes to London.
What flight number are we on?
You with that big bag.
And nobody knows.
Oh, every time you do something like this, I just think in my head the song, Everybody's Talking at Me.
Right.
The room
out
in the big
here
city.
With the
That's
same.
Just
you
fine.
In the big city with your duffel.
That's just fine.
They tried with your head pressed up against the bus window, nose bleeding.
Yeah. That's Thank right. God you're going with a group or you'd accidentally be turned into a trick.
You'd be need trafficked.
A place to, you need a place to stay? I do.
The first time I went, we were walking through the airport. I was 18, taking that same duffel bag, and the group I was with said, "You better change your dollars to New York dollars." You know, so I was like, "There's the
where
we'll go over."
I need some New York dollars.
They tried to get me on that. You know, I'm a little small town. That is true.
Yeah.